Can you imagine wolves roaming around Miles Gap? Bears, lynx, reindeer and hyenas and other things living on Irish land all at the same time. These are some of the scenes depicted by wildlife artist Julian Frears, who gave the first in a series of autumn talks at Killarney National Park in Killarney House last Thursday. And yes, they're all from Julian's imagination in one sense, but Julian is a paleo artist, someone who attempts to depict prehistoric life according to scientific evidence. Julian, good morning to you and thanks so much for joining me on the programme.
Morning, Jerry. Good to talk to you.
Okay, tell me about the science intersecting with the art here. How does that work?
Well, this is always a thing with wildlife painting, actually. So obviously, if you're going to depict any animal, if it's going to be accurate to any degree, then there's all that bioscience involved. So this was a kind of a collaboration with me and a guy called Dr. Mike Sims, who is paleontologist and geologist at the Ulster Museum up in Belfast. We had the idea to put a kind of a book together, which has happened since, but it also led on to this exhibition of all the paintings which are in the book, just to cut a long story short, which ran in Belfast from last February until the end of August. And so those were the pictures, and it was all, essentially, all the animals of Ireland past, some present, and then a little bit of talk about the future.
Okay, we had a number of obviously discussions and suggestions about maybe, and we've seen, just to take one animal in particular, the wolf. We've seen the wolf make a comeback across European countries. Obviously, Not possible here because of the fact that we're an island. They'd have to be physically reintroduced. They can't just wander over a border or swim across the sea from France onto England onto Ireland. But there were wolves. They were part of our biodiversity and our ecosystem for thousands of years up until the 17th century, I think.
Yeah, they were. And then obviously the landscape changed quite a bit. There was a lot of clearance of woodland and so on. And they reckon the last wolf disappeared from Ireland about late 1700s. So not, relatively recently. But there was a whole lot of other stuff as well. Megafauna, as you might have called it, things that are maybe extinct in Ireland but still exist elsewhere in Europe. Extirpated is the term. So things like lynx and the brown bear, things that these animals were here not that long ago.
Yeah, so and the lynx once roamed Ireland. They became extinct as a 1300 years ago or so, but they were here and we have evidence for that in folklore and place names and other things.
Yeah, there was, I suppose it's quite tenuous, but there has been bones found in caves. That's the classic way of identifying what was here a long time ago. So, lynx have been found along with those other animals mentioned, and then things that are now completely extinct, like mammoth, and the giant deer, the Irish elk, as it used to be called, the giant deer.
Yeah, that was the one, an absolute huge antlers, different to our red deer that are here as well. So from that, Julian, what kind of a reaction have you gotten to your pictures when people see an Irish mountainside and a bear standing there?
Well, so far so good. It's a project that's kind of continuing and to some extent, and I think the one that really surprised people most possibly was the Irish scene with Kerry, actually, west coast of Kerry, with spotted hyena, which we associate with Africa, and reindeer, which we associate with further north. There was a point which those two ranges overlapped here in Ireland. So it seems a bit extraordinary.
Yeah, and is that from going, how far back are we talking about there in terms of hyena and reindeer?
Oh, that's probably something like 35,000 years ago. So
right.
that's going way back. Yeah.
And you have them with Skellig Michael in the background.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Maybe it's a bit cheeky, but I think that's probably how it was. And I suppose to go right back to the very beginning would be the tetrapod, those footprints on Valentia Island. which, yeah, we're talking, you know, 380 million years ago for that. So yeah, it's among the first land animals anywhere ever. So, you know, it's significant, a very significant fossil, that particular one.
Yeah, yeah. And drawing on from that, things change over time. Julian, from that point of view then, how does this, do you think, fit into this imagination, these paintings? They're beautiful paintings. In terms of, I don't know, is it changing mindsets, getting people thinking about, you know, biodiversity today, what's possible, what's not possible, you know, if does an animal or a species have its time and then it fades out? Is there an argument to bring some back, or how does all that work to your mind?
I'm not sure about bringing them back from extinction, but maybe reintroductions are a possibility, but... yeah, I suppose we have to be careful. We can live in a very anthropocentric world, so that's, you know, where everything is based around humans essentially, and everything else is very much second fiddle. But you know, there's the idea of the shifting baseline, if you consider it. So whenever I was young, for example, I would have heard corncrake everywhere. You know, you probably had to wipe the insects from the windscreen of the car from time to time.
Yeah,
it would have been
yeah.
a blanket of snow in the wintertime. All those things have pretty much changed. So young people today aren't experiencing that sort of stuff. There are changes afoot. So although there have been extinctions in the past, that's not something that stops. Those things are moving along. And I'm afraid we're kind of hurrying it along even faster.
Yeah, we're speeding it up, so we should be aware of those things, and like nature's way of telling us that things are changing, and perhaps maybe far too quickly. So
yeah,
we think about trying to
fix it. Everyone can do their little bit. You know, we could probably eat more organic, less meat, maybe. Don't have the garden quite so neat. You don't need a lawn necessarily. We have to believe that untidy is better for nature, and forget about the weed killer.
Yeah, yeah. that's one thing. All right. Julian, brilliant stuff. Absolutely fantastic. I know you had a great time giving that talk at the Killarney National Park last Thursday as well.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it was great. It was a good turnout. Yeah, I was very pleased. Thanks very much.
Okay. Julian, great stuff. Well done. And thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Cheers, Jerry. Thank you.
There you go. Julian Frears there, who is a paleo artist, someone who depicts prehistoric life according to scientific evidence. You can check him out online. His pictures are all available on his, we'll retweet a number of them, his X handle, at Julian Frears. So keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme.